Tech Tip Podcast, episode 34. Welcome back to the Shoestring Network's Tech Tip Podcast. My name is David Scott, and this is the podcast dedicated to helping small business owners and their IT managers build safe, secure, reliable networks so that their businesses and their lives can run smoothly. It's been a while since I've recorded a podcast, but I decided this week, you know, we try to focus on small businesses. There are plenty of big security firms out there that are going after the big fish, and that leaves a lot of small fish out there unprotected. But at Shoestring Networks, we really cater to smaller businesses, small to medium size, even mom and pops in some cases. And we comb the internet every day of every week to try to find out what's going on, what are the attacks that are happening out there, and especially how do those attacks, those exploits, those vulnerabilities apply to small business customers. And so as I was reading through this week, there were some that I wanted to especially alert my own customers about. But I thought, you know what? There are those of you out there who have no idea that these things are happening in the news and you should know for your own protection. So what I've done this week is I've collected just a handful of stories that I think are really important for small business IT departments to be aware of. So here are a couple of, all of these will be in the show notes, by the way, at shoestringnetworks.com. And you can follow the podcast links there and find the downloads, the links for all of these updates. The first story I wanted to highlight, this is from ZDNet, but it really comes from Microsoft. Microsoft Defender is now one of the most popular antivirus and anti-malware applications out there, mainly because it's built into every copy of Windows 10 that goes out the door. And more tests are showing that Microsoft Defender is really a good performing antivirus. Now, in the old days, back when it was called Security Essentials and it first came out for Windows 7 and I think Windows XP, I can't remember, it really wasn't that great an antivirus, but they've really beefed it up. They've done a great job of making it a solid antivirus. And what's great is you don't have to pay for it. You know, Windows also comes with a built-in firewall. A lot of the stuff that the guys like McAfee and Symantec are selling you are really built into the computer you walked out the door with at Best Buy or you ordered from Dell. So there's really, you know, not a reason to buy anything extra unless you want some added bells and whistles that most small businesses don't care about. Anyway, one of the things that Microsoft has added and is rolling out as we speak is what's called tamper protection for Windows Defender. Basically, what this does is it locks Windows antivirus into place to where users and antivirus, virus attacks can't disable Windows Defender. And that's great because, you know, one of a couple of the ways that we really get attacked out there, one is, you know, Windows may start a virus scan and it may be inconvenient for a user at some time. And so what they do is they turn that antivirus off and then they forget to turn it back on or they don't reboot their system so that it can restart. And now they're left vulnerable for whatever the next big attack download is that they get from a pop-up ad while they're browsing the internet. If you download a malicious file or put a USB stick in that's got an infected virus on it and it attacks your computer, one of the very first things it does is disable your antivirus. That way it can play havoc with your entire machine and it's too late before you discover what's happened. So with this tamper protection, Microsoft is doing its best to make sure that your antivirus does not get turned off. Now, it's pretty easy to turn on once the option becomes available to you. It's going to automatically update your antivirus. And what I've seen on some of the machines I've been working on is you'll get a little exclamation mark in your shield icon in the bottom right-hand corner of your screen. You click on that and you'll have some things that need attention in your security control panel. And if you go there, you'll have an option to turn on tamper protection. It's quick, it's easy, it's painless, and I haven't noticed any problem with my computer. I would highly recommend that you turn that on. Now, the second news story this week is from WordPress, wordpress.org. If you don't know, WordPress drives the internet. I'm not, you know, trying to market for them. I use WordPress on all of my sites myself. It's free open source software. There are lots of low-cost hosting providers out there. I use Bluehost, but there are plenty of them out there, GoDaddy. It's a huge community, and it really does drive the bulk of the internet out there. My guess is if you have a developer who has developed a small business website for you, it's probably running on WordPress. Well, there was a big security update for WordPress this week. We've gone up to 5.2.4, and I just want to put it on your radar. If you do your own website development or you have that hosted somewhere else, you need to make sure that that's updated. There were quite a few vulnerabilities discovered in the latest WordPress code, and it's really embarrassing when somebody hacks your website. I mean, I've had people call me and literally they were hosting a porn site one day because they had left something unsecured and a bad guy got in and took over their site. You don't want that to happen. So make sure you get your WordPress updated. And hey, here's another plug for another product that we use pretty regularly. It's called WordFence. It is an application firewall, a web application firewall for your WordPress site. And they have a free version and they have a paid version. Even the free version is great. It allows you to do two-factor authentication for all of your users on your website. Highly recommend that. It also will notify you when WordPress is out of date or any of your plugins are out of date. Now, WordPress is not as vulnerable as your plugins will be, and virtually every website is loaded with WordPress plugins, and that's where the real problem happens. Well, WordFence will alert you when updates have become available for your plugins, and if you have the professional version of WordFence, they give you more real-time protection against attacks from all over the world. They alert you when your plugins have some kind of vulnerability that they've discovered that hasn't been patched. It's pretty inexpensive, and to me, it's really worth, even the free version is worth installing just so that you can have those alerts. The next, it seems like a lot of these today are going to be updates, but the next story was from SE Magazine, and it's from Adobe. As usual, Adobe patched a lot of their software products this week, but especially Adobe Reader and Adobe Acrobat. Now, I don't have near as many people using Acrobat, though I do have quite a few who are content providers and who use the capability of Adobe Acrobat, but most people I know in most installations have a copy of Adobe Reader on your desktop. And the way a lot of these vulnerabilities get exploited is you go to a website that has a PDF download that looks helpful, or maybe you get one in your email somebody sends you, and it turns out that there's a piece of code that's embedded in that Adobe Acrobat PDF file that is actually executable on your machine, and it breaks out of Adobe Acrobat or Adobe Reader and infects your computer. So I would just say update. Make sure you can open up Adobe Reader and go to the help menu and say check for updates and make sure that you're completely up to date on Adobe. And along with that, this is from Security Week, Oracle has also issued its patches. It's hard to say whether it's a quarterly patch, a semi-annual patch. I never know when Oracle is going to update. But the thing that I really want you to look out for here that most small businesses aren't even aware that they have on their machines is Java. Now, these days, Java is not really used near as much as it used to. A lot of people have it installed even though they don't need it. I would say uninstall it if you don't need it. But if you do have it installed and you do need it, make sure you patch it. Usually you'll know that you're due a patch because a little Java icon will appear red in the bottom right-hand corner of your status bar. If you click on that, you'll have an option to install. And I would do that quickly. It gets attacked the same way the PDFs do. All you got to do is go to a malicious website and they can inject code into Java and take over your machine. The final story today was issued by the US CERT, but this is really out of Microsoft. This is just a reminder. If you've got Windows 7 machines on your network, which most of the small businesses that I know of do, it's almost out of date. Come January 14th of 2020, Microsoft will no longer support Windows 7. You won't get any more security patches for it. Whatever is vulnerable is vulnerable, and you're going to be in trouble. So if you don't have a plan to replace those last few Windows 7 machines on your network, you only have a couple of months to get that done. And you'll of course, have to order the machines. You'll have to line up a date with your security provider, your IT provider, your IT manager to get all those machines migrated and tested so that you can make sure that everything you use actually works. You'll have to have copies of all of your existing software so that you can transfer those over. It can be quite a job. So I'm just reminding you that the clock is ticking and that you need to get that updated. One of the things I just want to call attention to before we leave today is, you know, several of these items here are related to either patching software that's vulnerable or removing software you don't need. Lowering your attack surface is a concept we've talked about on the podcast before. I just want to call your attention back to that concept. Basically, the more software you have installed on your computer, the more doors and windows you have open so that bad guys can crawl in. So anytime you can uninstall or get rid of software plugins, Adobe Acrobat, Reader, Java, all of these helper applications, if you can get rid of those from your computer, you are securing your computer. It's hard to break into a house if there are no doors and windows. So just, you know, a final tip for the week, make sure you remove or patch any of that software you've got on your computer. Hope you have a great week. Hope this has been helpful. We'll talk to you next week.